This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, we can talk reopening the economy until the cows come home, but there are some questions to be answered as stores that aren't like supermarkets or pharmacies get going again. Retailers, mostly, is what I'm talking about. But how? That's the key question. How do you start things back up again in the middle of a pandemic that is still going strong? Marketplace's Mario Segarra has that one.
Think about what used to happen when you walked into a clothing store. You were greeted by someone, probably standing less than 6 feet away. You'd browse the racks, touch a bunch of things. Then you'd grab an armful of pants or shirts, try 10 things on, hand 9 of them back, and head to the register, where you'd interact closely with a cashier. All of this will have to change. Kimberly Pedrick owns a small clothing and jewelry store in New Haven, Connecticut, called Idiom. She says the precautions will start at the door.
I plan to have a hand sanitizing section in the front.
And to make people use it. Customers will also have to wear face coverings. And she's removing the racks from the middle of the store to help people stay away from each other. The fitting rooms will be open.
My hope is if everybody uses a sanitizer upon entry and wears a face mask the entire time they're in the store, even when they're trying something on, that hopefully that'll minimize the amount of exposure to the garments.
She might also set aside clothes that customers try on for some period of time, just in case. That's something big retailers like Macy's and Nordstrom are doing. Stores are also putting up plexiglass barriers at their registers. And Nellie Brown, an expert on workplace safety at Cornell, says retailers could consider posting signs that say,
you know, please don't touch an item unless you truly are interested in buying it, or if it's a piece of clothing, you know, if you're truly interested in looking at it.
You know, this is not sounding very fun. And that's something to keep in mind right now. If you're feeling pent up at home and hoping that soon you'll be able to go shopping as a recreational activity, that's not what it's going to be like for a while. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.